The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
You're nobody till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same, you never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love.
Dino Paul Crocetti, that's that man's name. Someone tweeted, oh, you can keep that up, Al. It's a nice way to start the morning. Thank you very much. 606 with Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer. Steubenville, Ohio is where Dino was from. Someone said, I just rediscovered Dean Martin. Went back and rediscovered. And I remember, thank you, Albert. I remember when I was, I mentioned to you before, once before in Beverly Hills, and then we were walking into a restaurant. Way back in the day, and I was with Eddie Murphy, Eddie, my buddy. We were there, and Cavett. Not the weird, the weirdest trio ever. I think in show business was me and Eddie and Cavett. But we hung out. I can't even tell you how. Yeah, there was Yale, there was Long Island and Jersey. I can't figure it out. But we had fun, and we walked into the restaurant, and it was it La Familia at the time? I mean, I think every town has a La Familia restaurant. This was the one in Beverly Hills. And as I walked in, I think I told you, I saw to my left Dean Martin by himself. At a table, dinner was finished. He had a couple of drinks in front of him, and I'd met him before. So that, and I just kind of, I was with everybody. We were with kind of a lot of people. So we walked through, and I looked to my left, and there was the great Dean Martin, and I acknowledged him, shook hands, Mr. Martin, nice to see you again, sir. And I continued on. But you know, in so many times in my life, and you know what I'm going to say, right? You know what I'm going to say. Why didn't I just go, guys, Dick, Eddie, I'll be right there. I'll be right there. Let me just say hi to Dean for a second. You know, stop. Talk with Dean for a second. You know, but I didn't want to bother him. He looked like he wanted to kind of be alone. I didn't want to bother him. But I regret that, man. The one time I did it was with Sammy. I told you the Sammy story. And I didn't forget. If you're young and you don't know who I'm talking about, Google these great giants of entertainment. Because they were indeed the giants of entertainment. And I went up to actually knocked on Sammy's door, man, at the Waldorf Towers. The Towers, man. And I went up, and I kind of, and Altaviz was there. And I said, hi, Joe Piscopo. Sammy said to drop by. Yes, I actually did that. And Sammy, man, came down. I went down and waited for him in the bar at the Waldorf Astoria and had a great, great chat with Sammy Davis Jr. So thank God I missed Dean Martin, but at least I got Sammy. I'm sorry. Hey, good morning. You know what? I love you for listening. We appreciate you listening. And it's been such a wild journey on this radio journey, you know, and I've enjoyed it so much. And now that we're all family and we're gathered around our kitchen table, I have to ask you, I try to speak common sense. And then I look at the news. We talk at the news. Everybody's so divided in the country politically. And I'm thinking, aren't we speaking, though, the truth? Because when I meet you and we meet and we hang out, whether it's Sorrento or Rome, please. Or Venice, you know, When I meet you, we sit, we talk, and you don't seem like a mean person to me. Am I wrong? And we don't get crazy about the politics. You know, we just kind of, I mean, so many nice people I met. Oh, my goodness. When I met when we went on the Perillo tour, so many nice people talking and from all over America. And, Joe, you know, you're a really good guy. You know, you're the real deal. Someone told me that. I went, wow. I said, really? I said, I'm just trying to be, are we in the mean? Because sometimes when I meet people on the outside and they have such animus and hate toward anything that is a somewhat, I'm going to use the word conservative because I don't know how else to label it, they get very upset. Like, oh. Because I had a great night last night, I have to tell you about, only me. So, and then in the midst of the conversation, someone said, oh, Joe has a radio show. And they said it's conservative, kind of right wing. And someone said, oh, very, very right wing. I said, are you kidding me? Am I very right wing? Are we very right wing? And I didn't get into it. I'm not going to get into it. We're not right wing. But actually, I did kind of say I kind of go down the middle and try to be amicable. But we're not. And I think if you support America this way, I think if you say you believe in God, listen to me. I swear to goodness gracious, if you say at the country's doing okay, I think you're like one of the wacko right wing fringe. I think that's what they think. Am I right? I was kind of, we're not a right wing. You know, I mean, I understand. I'm not, you know, I'm not left. I'm not right. I think we're right of center. Isn't that safe? You gotta help me out with a phone call because you get that too. Oh, you support the president? Oh my God! It's like, well, you know, he's the president. Can we say we love America? I mean, Don Jr. was great on the show yesterday. I love his spirit. I love what he's saying. I love the way he believes in his father. He's a good son, a smart guy, smart young guy. Don Jr. had a great book signing yesterday. And I don't know. I just felt I was a little taken off because I was in the bastion of a lot of liberals yesterday. We were at in Morristown, New Jersey. It's a great town, by the way. Beautiful town. And I went to see, I was invited to go see Deepak Chopra. Deepak Chopra is an extraordinary individual. He really, he's got an insight, an intelligence, an intellect. He is so layered. He's, because he's a very, very nice man. And just in a casual conversation, there's no politics. It's just the goodness of Deepak. You could see that, right? And I know you know Deepak. Everybody knows and loves Deepak Chopra. So, but the intellect, holy moly. So I run in and I go over to you must stop into the Chambers Center for Well-Being, where I went over there with friends. And I go there and I met Deepak. So then my friend Ray goes, oh, there's listen to me. You know me. And this is what my friend said to me. They're starting the meditation. You're going to want to go in now. I said, listen, oh, that's right up my alley. I'm going to meditate. Yeah, I have time to meditate. Listen to me. They're starting the meditation. You better get in now. Oh, let me run in there. So now who's leading the meditation? Deepak Chopra. Listen to me. What am I doing there? Me? I'm from Blue. Does anybody from Bluefield Avenue meditate? I don't think so. I really don't think so. We're yelling at the car in front of us to move over out of the lane, right? So I go and I go, okay, I'm with friends. And you know, when you go in, you're into someone else's house, as it were. You say, let me try to do this. And meantime, I'm exhausted, you know, because I'm running around like a lunatic. I have a big show today. I'm going to tell you about at the piers, you know, on the Chelsea piers. For St. Francis Food Pantry. He's very excited about that show tonight. I'll tell you. So I go in and now, but I wanted to make sure as I went from New York and I was going to go right to Morristown. I made a big loop to go see my mother and I got some great flowers at my stop is Caldwell Flower Land. You know it right there in Bluefield Avenue. I got beautiful flowers. Just to stop in, you know, you got to just like, right. You got to do that. Boom. Flowers. Mom. She was so happy. Gave her a hug. We talked. We chatted a little bit. I'm going to see Deepak Chopra and I got to come on and go because, anyway, I go over there, so I go, and it was great, and I love you, Mom. So I go there, and I go, and now this is jammed. Deepak Chopra is a rock star. I'm telling you. You go, it's jammed. It's a room at the Chambers Center for Well-Being, and I sit in the back because the air conditioning is blowing, and I didn't want to get It's no wonder I don't have a relationship. I'm so neurotic. Listen, the air conditioning was blowing a little strong, so I moved underneath the air conditioning. I learned that from church down the shore. Because, you know, when they blow that air conditioning at you, you know, and then if you go underneath it, it goes over you, huh? Huh? See? I got a show the next night. God forbid I should have some air on the back of my neck. God forbid I should breathe like everybody else. So I'm sitting here, and now Deepak starts to talk, and it's very, very calm. And he says, okay, now let's get sense your breathing. Sense your breathing. And it's all I could do to grab my iPhone and check my messages. I just want to take my iPhone out. You know, I'm going to look at my watch. I'm a guest. It's Deepak Chopra. It's the legend, man. And I'm just trying not to. I'm breathing. So sense your senses. So I want you to sense your senses. Breathe. Going like, okay, all right, Deepak, I'm going with you, man. And I'm in the back. I look up. The air conditioning is blowing over me, so I'm feeling okay. I keep my phone in my pocket. I don't think it. Raise your palms up. So now I'm going to do the palm thing. I'm going to put the palms up with the hands of the hand, the palms, and I'm going to meditate. I said, oh, yeah. This is so opposite everything I am. You know, I just want to stand in and go, all right, I'm out of here. Oh, yeah. So I didn't. I quietly put my palms up. I tried to find my senses, and you know what? I actually stayed with Deepak. He walks you through it. You meditate, and you know what? I think I fell asleep. they call it. Listen,
Huh?
That's the sound I think I made. I think is it? Can you snore in the middle of the? Listen, I got my palms up. I closed my eyes, and you know what? Whatever it was, I felt so rested. So I guess Deepak, I guess I meditated, but
sure, didn't get poked in the ribs.
No, I think it's called. They call it meditation. I call it napping. I'm not sure this is what I call it because I kind of want to go. I think I kind of went, and I woke. And I woke up, but I gotta tell you something. No, Al, so then it was great. And I tell you, it really kind of, I think, worked. And it was, and did I nap? I still don't know if I napped or I meditated. Right. I could have napped.
But 2 minutes earlier, you wanted to check your emails on your iPhone.
I couldn't move. I wanted to go in to my pocket. And I go, no, you know why? I have an opening song. I got to do, and stay with me on this, and in a second. And a good morning to you, Al. We're waiting for Frank to get in.
You know what he did?
We have no idea where
he
is.
He overslept. Get the Uber.
He should have been meditating with me and Deepak Chopra. Right. So listen. So I'm kind of stressed because I have a big open tomorrow. We have the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards. This is a major mega event. This is where every ball player that wins the Gold Glove is at the Plaza. I'm the master of ceremonies. Georgie Lopez is going to be there. Our buddy John DiDomenico is going to do his Donald Trump impression. It'll be very fun. But we have all the major, it's a major, major event in New York tomorrow. And I need an opening, and I've been working on the opening, and it was all I could do in the middle of the meditation. All I kept thinking about was, oh, should I change that line? Maybe I should fix the line. Change the line.
You're supposed to let everything go, Joe.
I did. I was so good. Then I went. Then I went out, and you know what I'm telling you. And for Deepak fans, you'll appreciate this. I went out to dinner with my friend Raymond, who I have immense respect and love for. And I went out to. We had a dinner with Deepak Chopra. How about dinner with Deepak?
That's great.
It was great. I got to tell you, this is an extraordinary guy. Listen to me. This is, but Morristown has turned into this very, very hip town.
Oh, Morristown's great. Where'd you go?
Oh, South Grill, I think it was.
Oh, called. Yeah. I know the place.
And there was a very young girl walks up, and she's the waitress. And ooh. So I'm there. Now, listen, I'm with my longtime friend, Ray. I'm with Deepak. What do you think the girl says? Wow, Joe, great to have you here. How are you?
Oh, well, look at that.
Yeah, Ray goes,
loved you in Goodfellas.
Come on. Ray starts busting chops. Are you kidding me? Now you're getting recognized by young people now. Come on.
Wow.
I know. And she was a great kid. And she, I go, what do I have? I said, well, and then we went through my litany of everybody ordered in 2 seconds. It took me most of the dinner to get
Do you have order. A steak that you can burn? How about some pasta with no flavor? Piece of chicken boiled?
Pretty much like that. She goes, I go, can I have rice? Just give me rice. Rice good. Oh, the rice have onion. Rice has onions. I said, well, I don't want onions. I don't want the onions. Just the rice. Well, the rice.
I mean, just eat it. Listen. Just eat it.
Listen, she goes, the rice is onions. She goes, oh, and we can't take the onions out of it. Now I go, well, give me the squash.
There's one guy back there picking onions out of the rice. Man, just Joe Piscopo, all right.
I get Joe. give me the squash pasta. Mm-hmm. They had spaghetti squash or whatever.
Oh, all right. Okay.
It sounds
but it's got sauce on it. Oh, can you even get
onions? Onions on that, too. So, I'm gonna do so this went back. Well, I ended
what
up having.
What is with you and onions? Onions is a vegetable.
Not when I'm working and I got it. It's like, it's
well, what are you kissing anybody? Don't worry about it. Yeah, just eat it.
So then I go, well, give me grilled. So I got the grilled chicken with like a salad. And I got to tell you, and they put, listen, they put sunflower seeds and they put all the hippie stuff.
All the granola, quinoa. Yeah,
exactly. It was good, man. It was good.
Great. No taste. How is it? Fantastic. Any water? Wash this down. Delicious.
Deepak, can I meditate through dinner because it's not much taste here? Do you mind?
He was probably looking at you like, what's going on with this guy?
You know,
he
really
can't calm his chakra for 5 minutes? Look at what he's eating.
Why is this guy a friend of ours? No, it's like, I tell you what.
Have him whacked on the island.
I tell you what, magnificent man. And then Ray said to me, good morning, Debbie. How you doing?
Hi.
Deepak Chopra. So then my buddy Ray goes, you got to stay for at least 5. He knew I was under the clock and I got to get back for radio this morning. He goes, you got to listen to Deepak. And I did. I stayed. I was mesmerized. This guy's a genius. He's a genius. Deepak Chopra. I mean, he's talking about, starts with how civilization starts and how you could heal yourself and how you could virtually change the genetics in your body just by the life that you lead. A brilliant, brilliant guy.
Wow.
And he has a new book called Metahuman, and he's going to come on the show and chat with us about it.
Oh, good.
So,
good.
Yeah. It's not my thing, you know, but it was great.
But you were relaxed. It was like kind of like a meditation kind of thing. I think I napped.
I think it's called.
Hey, that's good. That's a good afternoon or evening. A nap is great.
Everybody's going. I'm going like. What?
You wake yourself up with a snore. Like, oh, well, I guess I was sleeping.
No. So I'm glad we had. I'm glad we had this chat this morning because immense respect, and it's good to take yourself out of your wheelhouse and just to experience some other things. And then I want to talk to you when we get back. I think that we have a special guest today, and I'll tell you all about that and how we all just got to join together no matter how much we disagree. I mean, no matter how much, but if people think you're right wing, just put everything aside. We could, we'll get through this. Meantime, Debbie is out there at 622 on AM 970, The Answer. And always great to have you with us, Debbie. Love you. How are we doing this morning, traffic wise?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a ride over to the Deegan. Deegan southbound moving slowly into the Cross Bronx. That's some construction over there to deal with. Now, traffic is still busy on the Harlem River Drive south through the 120s with construction cleared. Getting reports of an accident on the westbound belt out by Kennedy Airport and over on the Grand Central Parkway west heading into the Cross Island. An accident there. Stop and go traffic on the northbound Van Wyck at Hillside Ave. A disabled vehicle. Eastbound side of the BQE, some stop-and-go traffic heading up toward Atlantic Avenue, 202 in Morristown. It's construction. Sponsored by Discover, get your free credit scorecard today, even if you're not a Discover customer. It includes your FICO credit score, and checking your scorecard won't hurt your credit. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply. Some rain likely today, high of 57. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There's a girl, Debbie Duhaime. Nobody does it better. Hey, it's 6:23. Good morning. Great to have you with us this morning. If you're feeling run down, you don't have that energy that you used to, or you run the lifestyle that I run, you're gonna wanna try Balance of Nature. You know, again, with all my folks yesterday, my good friends yesterday, when I was talking about it was about holistic medicine and how you can incorporate holistic medicine. What I love about Balance of Nature, it was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. Doug Howard is a medical doctor. He's a chiropractor, he's a doctor, and he understands medicine. Remember, he studied in Russia, all around the world. He taught around the world, and he came up with the concept of balance of nature, which is what, when you think about it, it's the most, in my opinion, the most holistic approach to healing your body, because balance of nature is very simply, it's a natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of balance of nature, like I always tell you every morning, has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. This is why I believe in balance of nature. Dr. Howard went out of the medical box, you know, the way doctors think, and said, no, let me do it, something natural. That's right. Let me put antioxidants in this vegetarian capsule, and that'll attack the free radicals within your body and make you feel better, give you better energy. We want you to experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. That's why our friends, the Howard family at Balance of Nature, is offering you a 35% discount and free shipping, please, on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now, the offer is going to end soon, so please don't wait to start Dr. Howard's health challenge. 800-2468-751. We made that number easy, so you remember, right? 800-2468-751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Carol Marks is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the battle against ageism. She hosts a weekly radio program devoted entirely to making life better for America's seasoned citizens and their families. Getting older requires strength and courage. Getting older requires community. Getting older requires information. A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo with a special MyPillow alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com. Radio listener specials. Mike Lindell's newest book, MyPillow Towels, at 30% off at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use the promo code AM970.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to AskMikeConnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Don't miss Seton Hall basketball here on AM 970 on Saturday afternoon as the Hall hosts Stony Brook. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with Gary Cohen for all the action. Pre-game at 2:20, opening tip at 2:30. Seton Hall basketball on our flagship station, AM 970. The Answer.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios. Coming up at 10 a.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Me meditating with Deepak. There it is.
Well, wake up.
That's it. No. Please. So I have to say, so it was great. My brother Richie always was in kind of that transcendental kind of thing, and he always understood about meditation and everything, got into it. But it was always like a hippie thing. If you're a baby boomer and you remember meditating, it was always a hippie thing. And I'll tell you something. This is, and let me just give an outright plug for the Chambers Center for Wellbeing on South Street in Morristown, New Jersey. Got to check it out. And certainly Deepak's book, Metahuman, is spectacular. He's a brilliant man. And, you know, and I must say, my brother Richie always said, Deepak Chopra, he's a genius. And my friend Raymond always said that same thing. And indeed he is. So it was an honor to be with the great Deepak Chopra yesterday. And he is going to come on the show. We're going to chat. He goes, I'd love to come on your show, Joe. And I said, great. But let me just stay on this if I can at 6:28 in the morning. you know, we're not, I'm not right wing, I'm not left. I just, if people think, if I say I believe in God, we're one nation under God, if I say I'm a proud American, all of a sudden that puts me, I guess, in the category of supporting President Trump, and I do support President Trump. If I say I want to really go in and rip out all of the bureaucrats in Washington, turn it upside down, inside out and backwards, and I want to just take back our government. I want to go in and I want representation in Washington, which I don't feel we're getting. If I say that, am I right wing when I say that? I don't even like the labels. I don't even want it. So I just care for the country, believe in the country, everything that my mother and my father taught me. And then if you're patriotic like that, or if you support the president really just turning Washington upside down, that's why we elected Donald Trump. If it's okay to go down there and just shake it up. I mean, because I always say too, when they say, oh, you're so right wing, excuse me. Okay, fine. You say what you want. Label me as you will. What's the alternative? What is the alternative? Was Hillary the alternative? And I had no hate at all against Mrs. Clinton. Matter of fact, I was probably the only person on this whole network to say I kind of like Mrs. Clinton. I always thought she was nice. I thought she was pleasant. I chatted with her. She's very, very smart. But I don't have no hate. I have no hate toward Mrs. Clinton. But what she did makes Richard Nixon look like an amateur. I mean, really, when you look at this facts, I mean, think about that. Think about that. About destroying the tens of thousands of emails. She got away with it, man. And then we were supposed to allow that to continue to happen within the United States government and let Comey and Clapper and Brennan and all these mean, and they're bureaucrats. You don't like the word deep state, then use bureaucrats. And they seem to I just wanted to upset. I like the upset. But I am open and I am objective enough to listen to other people. So when I have friends and I go on certain shows on Fox News and I hear a tweet, oh, so-and-so's an anti-Trumper, oh, so-and-so doesn't like the president, I don't think we should cut off our friends because of our political beliefs. I really think we should put aside the divide and chat everything out and talk everything out. I think it makes the country stronger. If you don't understand it, and there are some people that you're just not going to be able to communicate with. They're going to be vicious. They're going to be mean. They're going to call you names. They're going to flip off the president. It's good, and you're not going to get across to those people. But when you're friends with somebody, so when I see my friend, my longtime friend, and I know some people get upset when I say longtime friend, my elementary school buddy, Judge Napolitano, I have immense respect for the intellect of Judge Napolitano. You don't agree with how he feels about the president, nor do I, but let's talk about, can we at least talk about it? So I saw the judge and I said, Judge, you're coming on the show. And Five Borough said, look, the judge is coming on the show. So we put Judge Napolitano on. We're in this together. We are Americans in this together. And you got to put aside the divide. You got to put aside the hate. I don't like the rhetoric from the right. I don't like the rhetoric from the left. I really don't. But it's important that we believe in this country and we go, as my father always said in his military fashion, onward and forward. And we go in a positive way. If we disagree, we disagree. So we're going to talk to the judge. And my friend, my longtime friend, I love Andrew. He's one of my dearest friends. And by the way, I have friends who are so... And you think Andrew is liberal? No, he's not. He's common sense, and he brings. We'll chat about it, and we'll have a nice talk. And by the way, you're welcome to call, and you're welcome to give us your opinion. That's why we have those phone lines, our Balance of Nature phone lines, 877-970-2999. But I have a buddy. I told you about my buddy Norman Steinberg, the great writer, brilliant, brilliant writer that I tell you about. He's so liberal. Oh, my God. And he'll bust my chops about it. But it's as it should be. If you believe that way, fine. I don't hate you. And then if you get your person elected, like if you get Barack Obama elected, listen, Barack Obama was the president. I had to live with it. I couldn't have disagreed with absolutely everything he did. I had no idea. I had no idea what the presidency of Barack Obama stood for, but I'm not going to disrespect it. I'm going to appreciate your opinion. So put aside the divide, please, and don't call me right wing. I'm not going to call you left wing. We're all Americans. We have differences, but we're joining together. Because you know what? In this country, no matter what we believe, we're the best country. We're the best country on the planet Earth. And I know, and even some of the left doesn't even like to say that. And my fear is this, and then we'll take a break and we'll take some phone calls. My fear is this. If you put in people who come from other countries, like Ilhan Omar, or you listen to people like Rashida Tlaib or AOC, they want to change the country. They want to take everything that my father fought for in the Second World War away, when America was indeed great. And America is still great, but they want to take everything away. They want to change it, and they want to turn it into a socialist, progressive, maybe even communist kind of nation. They really do. And why? Because it gives them power. Those are the tenets of socialism. You take everything away. You and I are minions. We're working. They take our money. They take our paycheck. You watch those taxes. Look what's happening in New York, in New Jersey, in California. They're becoming socialist states. Because you can't even afford. If you can't afford to pay taxes, then this is not your state. This is what they're telling us. And this is what why I don't want my children. I want my children to walk down Bloomfield Avenue. I want my children to go to Nutley, New Jersey, to go to Bloomfield, New Jersey, to go down the shore where my father walked. That's what, I want them to go to Newark, New Jersey, the great, beautiful town that Newark is now. I want my kids to experience that. You know what? The way it's going now, they can't. Why? It's too expensive. It's just because that socialist progressive campaign is just, it's seeping in. It's already taken New York. It's already taken New Jersey. It's already taken California. It takes the rest of the country. Then you and I are going to be working. And who we're working for? We're working for the politicians. I'm telling you, and those people will be in power, and you and I will just, we won't even be able to stay where we want to stay with our families and with our friends. And that's the fear I have. And I say that amicably. I don't say that in an angry way. I just say very pragmatically, very amicably, we can't afford it unless you're very, very rich, you know, or unless you just don't have anything. The rest of us, you and I, just struggling, you know, going hand to mouth, nickel and diming our way through life like I do. Joey Benefit, how are you? You know, I got, you got a charity, I got a tuxedo. You know, the rest of us are just trying to make do. And with this whole progressive feel, they want to take it all away from us. And you know what? I love this country enough where we are not going down, and I will fight for what my father fought for in the Second World War. Piscopo in the morning, a lot to get into. I love you. No matter what you believe, I love you. And we appreciate you being here. Hey, it's 636, and we'll take the phone calls, 877-970-2999, on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 636. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio, members of the NYPD brass, are responding to accusations concerning a lack of diversity. Several council members criticized the decision to hire Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea as the replacement for outgoing Commissioner James O'Neill, with some suggesting a black or Latino officer should have been chosen. Meanwhile, Deputy Commissioner Benjamin Tucker, who is black, expressed disappointment at being passed over for the position, but has previously defended the promotion process. Mayor de Blasio says the upcoming generations of the NYPD are increasingly diverse, including women in leadership positions, as well as officers from various racial groups. Health officials are saying the number of hepatitis A cases is skyrocketing compared to last year in New Jersey. According to the most recent released stats, there have been 541 confirmed cases since last December. Only 67 cases were reported over the same period a year before. The state New Jersey Department of Health says the increase is primarily affecting people who are homeless, use drugs, have recently been jailed, and men who have sex with men. A supermarket worker in Somerset County was recently diagnosed with hepatitis A, and the county is offering residents free vaccinations today between noon and 8 p.m. at the Department of Human Services building in Somerville. In sports, Knicks outscored by 15 in the second half in a 122-102 loss to the Pistons in Detroit. Knicks now 1-7 overall. Five different Rangers scored in a 5-1 rout of the Red Wings at Madison Square Garden, as you heard here on The Answer last night. Syracuse lost to Virginia 48-34, and on our sister station WMCA, St. John's opened up the season with a 109-79 rout of visiting Mercer. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. Sunrise Highway westbound, slowing down, getting out toward Connectquot State Park. The problem is some ongoing road work over there, so watch for some slowdowns. LIE westbound starting to build out by Vets Highway. More volume on the LIE west into Woodhaven Boulevard in Queens with a stalled vehicle. No major issues inbound at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Westbound belt by Kennedy Airport, an accident there. Northbound Van Wyck at Hillside Ave, it's a stalled car. Still busy on the eastbound around BQE, getting up toward Atlantic Avenue. And over on the Deegan south at the Cross Bronx, construction was just cleared out of the way. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all about 20 minutes getting into town. Expect delays as you head over to Broad Avenue, getting up through Palisades Park with an accident. 287 south at Route 80, an accident over in Parsippany. Rain likely today with a high of 57. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. I have a great Christmas gift idea for your conservative loved ones. Noble Gold has just released a new President Trump Commander-in-Chief coin. It's a beautiful limited edition collector's piece just in time for the 2020 re-election campaign. The front of this new silver 1 ounce coin features the bust of President Trump with his hand over his heart with the American flag flying behind him. The reverse side of the coin features President Trump's promise to the American people, we will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. We will make America great again. Noble Gold is giving my listeners a special offer. Use promo code Piscopo to receive $10 off and a free collector's case. Visit TrumpCoin2020.com. Use promo code Piscopo for $10 off the new Trump Commander-in-Chief coin, plus a new collector's case to display this beautiful silver commemorative coin. This offer is only valid for a limited time, so don't wait. Visit TrumpCoin2020.com. Promo code Piscopo.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Now at Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers, buy a two-pack of Night Vision Brilliant headlamps and get two Proformer wiper blades free at participating Napa Auto Parts and Napa Auto Centers. Some restrictions apply. While supplies last, offer ends 12/31/19.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Please be sure to tune in to Piscopo in the Morning with Frank and Debbie and Al next Tuesday at 8 a.m. for a very special announcement you do not want to miss.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, good morning, Joe, on the radio. How are you? 641 right now. You know, there are so many reasons to be a grateful nation, and in large part, we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and freedom. Well, National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 14th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who serve their families, and teach younger generations the value of freedom. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The veteran wreaths have become a gift of America's respect. What started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at close to 1,700 other participating locations across the country and overseas, including Long Island National Cemetery and Calverton National Cemetery, just to name a few. Sponsor a veteran's wreath today. Show your appreciation. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. WreathsAcrossAmerica.org.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning on AM 970, The Answer. And around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. Let me grab Leonardo. That's a great name. Leonardo, thanks for calling this early in the morning. What is on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hey, Joe. Actually, you know, I'd like to really thank you for, you know, how your compassionate Italian heart. It is very, very obvious. You can see that you're really concerned about the issues and stuff. You know, I'm about your age, and I think part of I see like that you really truly want to be open minded with the whole thing. I'd just like to say the perspective of other people as the younger people and how they've been taught, maybe not with your own children. I hear you talk about how you take care of your children and they're coming up in a traditional way and all, and that's because of a good parent. Child relationship, but a lot of them are getting this heavy left agenda, not a lot of emphasis on problem solving. So when you try to have these conversations, they're just very emotionalized.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, but there is behind that, there is an organization. They're kind of like the unfortunate pawns in the leftist game. And then there are people that are very organized and they know what they're doing. I just like to make a comment about Mark Levin's evaluation of the returns in New Jersey. He had a very close evaluation last evening and was talking about how there does seem to be certain pockets where New Jersey finally might be getting a little lighter blue instead of so dark blue. So
good. Yeah, Mark said that on his show. That's great because it's true, Leonardo. And you're a Jersey guy, Leonardo, you said, yes?
Yeah, I'm Essex County, so I voted straight Republican. But
you were the one.
Well, my wife, too. My wife dragged me out there.
Leonardo, thank you, my friend. God bless you. And thank you for your very kind words, your most kind words. I appreciate it very, very much. It's true. And you know, which is interesting about Jersey, that they took four seats in the assembly, which took away the supermajority in the assembly. And hopefully they will retain and keep John Bramnick as the leader there. Robert Auth is there. Our friends are there. And again, I have so many. I've been a Democrat my whole life, so I know, like, Democrats aren't like, oh, my gosh, they're Democrats. Hey, listen, they're all Americans. But fact of the matter is, we can't sustain the avalanche, the crushing avalanche of taxes in New York and New Jersey. And they're not just for the rich. It's the middle-class tax. A congestion price slams all the men and women that are listening to this voice right now, driving in their car, putting Joe on the radio like they do, and we appreciate that and are very honored that they listen to us while they put other people in their car, and they're getting crushed with congestion pricing and every ancillary tax you possibly can imagine. It's happening. They don't pay the police officers enough in New York State, in New York City. How do you not pay the police officers in New York City, keeping New York the safest big city in the United States of America? How do you not pay your police officers? They don't. They just don't address it. That's really a working class issue that they just don't get. So I don't know what the argument is, you know. And when you, and to your point though, Leonardo, about kids being influenced, is very, very true. There is I believe, and help me out here, and you're more than welcome to disagree, there is a movement from a higher source, whether it's the Soros camp or whatever it is, to turn the country into progressive socialism. And all it does is give them more power. That's all that this is. But they'll take everything that you and I believe in, and they'll take it away. And they'll take it away. And there is, then those children, our children, very easily become, what do they call, useful idiots. And forgive me for being harsh like that, but that's not my term. You know where that comes from. And that's exactly what they want. They want people to be useful idiots to do their work, their minion work, so they could take over. That's all it is. And people don't understand it. And we'll turn around. I'm telling you. And I have to leave. Don't get me started. I don't want to get too dramatic on this, too. We'll go to a break in a little while. But as I traveled Europe this fall, and my mom said, "That Joseph, it's good you're out. At your age, you're going and you're embracing it." And I'm homesick all the time because I just want to be home. But I saw the beauty of Italy, you know, thanks to our friends at Perillo, you know, and you going with us. We had the beauty of my hometown where my grandfather was brought up, you know, and born and baptized. You know, I saw the beauty of Greece that John Katsimatidis always told me about, his glorious homeland, how beautiful Greece is. And then I went to Ephesus, to Turkey, and I even met the Turkish people are nice. I met all those people, and I saw everything. But then the thing that was riveting to me, and that you have to understand, as you go through and you study and you go to Rhodes or you go to some of these historic places, and then Rome, and you see what the power of people and how long it lasted, 100 years here, 200 years here, and this was like thousands of years before Christ. That we are so young as a country, at 243 years old, we are so young, we could lose it in a second. You could lose it. If you get people who come from another country, and just to be specific, the way these people come from, for example, Ilhan Omar, I used just an anti-American, which I just, that's my opinion too. I don't have any hate. She just, I think it's what she is. She comes from Somalia. We help Somalia. We go to Mogadishu. We lose United States Army Rangers. We try to help the people of Mogadishu. She seeks asylum here and tells us how bad we are, and we have to stop quote unquote Western imperialism. This is dangerous. That's dangerous. And that's why I'll always stand fast in, if these are conservative beliefs that I have, then they're conservative beliefs that I have. But I like to refer to them as patriotic beliefs. I like to believe, if I believe in God, if I believe in country, if I believe in our rights, the First Amendment right, the Second Amendment right, if I believe in these things, this is what I call being an American. But everybody could come in. Man, I'm telling you, we could lose it like that. You track history. Watch it. It goes quick. Oh, they were in power 200 years. And that sounds like a lot. It's not a lot, because that's where we are. And we could lose it in a moment. So we have to stay vigilant, I think, and on everything we believe in. But we don't have to be mean. We could just do it in, I think, a pragmatic way. And I like to think that we do that on this radio show. 6:49 right now, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Debbie DeHaim always working so hard for you every single morning. Mm-hmm. And then New York. Debbie, I tell you, I run around New York. I see the construction, and we love you. Right. The construction workers listen to us, too. They put they have these radios, the stream. They stream AM970, yes. TheAnswer.com.
Oh, yeah.
And while they're running these gigantic cranes. I love it, man. That's great.
That's
great, though.
That's great.
So we love construction, but, man, it just, there's the traffic, the trucks and stuff. It's a,
And what about, remember in Rome, too, all the traffic we saw in Rome?
How?
Unbelievable.
You know, but they don't stop. They just would drive over the construction, and then you have a Vespa. The little Vespa. Yeah.
In between, man. Cars, buses, remember, construction that, guys.
How about those big buses coming one way? Our bus is going the other way, and then here, like El Chapo on his little scooter there.
Zipping through. It's amazing. Oh,
that was nuts. That was nuts.
Fun.
Oh, God.
It's great. So entertaining.
It was. 10 minutes before 7, Debbie's on the roads. Thank you, Debbie DeHaim.
Thank you, Joe Piscopo. Let's go to the LIE West, right at Woodhaven Boulevard. I see a stalled car on the way. It's busy on Sunrise Highway West out by Connectquot State Park. That's some construction over there causing quite a delay. Now heading over to the Whitestone Expressway past the Whitestone Bridge, getting reports of an accident there. Traffic moving slowly on the Grand Central Parkway West, right at the Cross Island with an accident. Deegan southbound, heavy traffic getting down toward the Cross Bronx because of earlier road work. Inbound GWB, that's 30 minutes into town. Lincoln 20, Holland still about 20 minutes heading into town. 280 East, exit 13 in Newark, an accident. 287 South at Route 80 in Parsippany, a crash. 3 eastbound by the Meadowlands, getting reports of an accident there. And the southbound thruway stop and go, Spring Valley, down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie DeHaim with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Staples is more than a place you go to make copies.
It's where a conversation with an associate sparked the idea for my business card to double as a coupon. And it's where I go to reach potential customers with custom postcards.
Staples can help make your big ideas bigger ideas. And right now, when you make a select print and marketing services purchase, you receive 20% off your next order. Staples, for your business printing and beyond. In-store only, ends 11/9/19. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/print20 for details.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway, we've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher. Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer. You want your teeth to be taken care of right from the start. You want that beautiful and healthy smile for you and your loved ones. So, you'll want to call Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey in nearby Morristown, New Jersey. For veneers, implants, crowns, and family dentistry, the amazing and exceptional team at Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey will care for you like family. Call today, 973-285-5480. That's 973-285-5480 for your appointment. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Cloudy today, nothing more than a shower or two much of the day. It'll become breezy in the afternoon, high 57. We do have some rain in the forecast for late this afternoon and early tonight that could briefly end as a little wet snow in some of the distant New Jersey and Hudson Valley suburbs. And windy and turning colder late tonight with some clearing, low 34. Windy and colder tomorrow with sun and clouds, high 42. For Saturday, more sun than clouds, still cold, high again 42. AM 970, The Answer.
There's the man, Joe Lumberg, 654 with Joe on the radio. You know, you have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. You have done it. Mike Lindell knows that. He is the inventor and CEO, and he wants to give you back something for showing your support to MyPillow. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You can go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the radio listeners specials, please. You get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Now, you ready for this? You ready for this? Mike's newest product, MyPillow Towels. They're sensational. You have to try the pillow towels, the MyPillow Towels from Mike Lindell. They're made in the USA with 100% USA cotton. They're offering a six-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors. Now at, you ready? Get ready. 30% off with the promo code AM970. I have the towels. They're spectacular. You've got to check out the MyPillow towels, please. Pre-order Mike's book, too. What are the odds from crack addict to CEO? Oh, yeah. You get $10 off there with promo code AM970. Plus, free shipping on your what? Your entire order. This is a great deal. Plus, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials. You're going to love it. For the new MyPillow towels. Oh, you're going to love them. 800-651-0798. Great specials. 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Everybody knows this guy. Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show. Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. We love you, Mitchell Modell. We love you, Modell's. Got to go to Mo's. Let me go to Charlie Finch real quick, Albert. Charlie, good morning. Thanks for calling this early in the morning. What's on your mind?
Joe, this whole Ukraine business is about punishing Mayor Giuliani for his successful, vigorous defense of President Trump against SpongeBob Mueller. Unleash Giuliani in front of the shift committees in the public hearings next week and send Murano to the Roger Stone trial and have him report on the show. Yeah. Onward and forward.
Yep, that's a great idea, Charlie. Because speaking, and you're absolutely right in everything you say. It is. It's all a witch hunt, all a hoax. 656. Frankie Five Boroughs has surfaced.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Is that nice to see it's Frankie? Is it? So all I heard is, I have to tell you, listening. All I heard, listen. All I heard yesterday was, Frank got invited to dinner. And I said to Frank. And
well,
this was
first of all, I got invited to host the Cats at Night show, which went really well.
That's a great show.
There's nothing like putting in a 15-hour day, you know.
I know. No. So then Frank looks to me, Al, you remember, and it was off mic.
Right.
I go to dinner. I don't know. I'm tired. I said.
And what was your immediate response?
I said, you got to go to dinner. Right. Is John going to be there? Yes. Margo's going to be there? Yes. Is Jerry going to be there? Yes. You're going to dinner. Frankie Fibros, you got to go. Because it's all business. It's all good. It's friends and it's family. And so you went. Apparently, you went a little too late. I mean, I'm just asking.
That's true. And you know what I don't understand about these dinners? Why does there need to be so many courses? I mean, it's a lot of fun, a lot of good people. But so they bring out appetizers, and then I'm watching Jerry order a second appetizer course for everybody.
Yeah,
and then an entree. right?
Yeah, it's the big time.
I guess so.
That's all right. You're not going to be yelled at for being late today.
Right. So, oh, hey. Don't get Fraggy. Listen, you deserve it.
And then I'm walking out of the restaurant. I got a ride from former Congressman Vito Fasella, which was very nice. But Jerry says to me, "Oh, so you're going to be okay for the morning tomorrow?" I said, "Well, now's a heck of a time to ask, Jerry."
Do we have a time check on that when that conversation went down?
9:45, 9:30.
All right, not too bad, but bad enough. By the time you got back to Staten Island, yeah.
Well, then I have to go be a husband, right? I don't want to get yelled at for collapsing and going to sleep as soon as I get home.
That's the downside of marriage there. It's trying to be a husband. Yeah, I got you. Frankie Five Boroughs in the house. The team is together. Big Al is here. Debbie is here. Piscopo's here. And we're going to bring onto the airwaves in the next hour my longtime childhood friend, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Let's talk it out. You can call 877-970-2999. Piscopo live from the greatest city in the world.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Expect difficulties driving around Newark today due to street closures for the Blue Mass at Cathedral Basilica of the Sacred Heart. The annual event is a mass in remembrance of law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty. Governor Murphy will be in attendance. To accommodate the event, several nearby roads will be closed, including portions of Clifton Park and Victoria Avenues. The closings start at 8 a.m. and run till noon.